If you have the underlying condition of asthma, you are at risk for more severe complications if diagnosed with COVID-19. But you already live with the risk of having an asthma attack every day. It's a sign of health system failure that we accept 30,000 asthma attacks that lead to 5,000 ER visits, 1,000 inpatient hospital stays, and 10 lost souls daily. Often, these are preventable, but they're accepted as a normal outcome for those with this chronic condition. In this third episode in the Trigger Awareness podcast series, coinciding with World Asthma Day, we will discuss, through upstream preventative actions, how to help reduce the 30,000 asthma attacks that occur every day in the United States. Hi, listeners. I'm Eric Kloss, the innovator of Daily Breath, an app that helps you to avoid asthma triggers. Over the last 5 years, I've spent more than 10,000 hours researching weather and environmental factors that impact respiratory health. An estimated 30,000 asthma attacks daily are a sign of health system failure, and trigger management offers an opportunity to dramatically improve asthma management and control, reduce the asthma burden, and enhance the overall quality of life for those with asthma and their caregivers. Through the Trigger Awareness podcast series presented by Daily Breath in partnership with the Allergy and Asthma Network, we'll share with listeners information about allergen and irritant exposure triggers.
Hi, I'm Andy Wexler, co-host of the Trigger Awareness podcast series. I'm joined again by Eric Kloss, innovator of Daily Breath. Today's topic is how to help reduce the estimated 30,000 asthma attacks that occur each day in the United States. Eric, why do you think there is perhaps a unique opportunity now to reduce asthma attacks?
Thanks, Andy, and welcome to all listeners, especially asthma patients. I just think that with the recognition during this COVID-19 crisis, that those with asthma have an underlying condition that is vulnerable to illness and respiratory distress, we as a society can focus on the preventative steps that can be taken to support them. As we celebrate World Asthma Day this year, maybe an outcome of the COVID-19 crisis is that we'll focus on the upstream opportunities to help asthma patients avoid asthma attacks. Our partner, Allergy and Asthma Network, unites individuals, families, healthcare professionals, industry, and government decision makers to improve the health and quality of life for Americans with asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Allergy and Asthma Network is the leading source of patient education that is accurate, relevant, and understandable and promotes evidence-based standards of care. Please consider donating to Allergy and Asthma Network at allergyasthmanetwork.org.
Eric, why do patients need to be educated on their personal triggers?
Well, thanks for asking, Andy. And it's because many of them are unaware of how these exposures impact them generally, let alone know the specific allergens, irritants, or weather exposures for which they are especially susceptible and that could create respiratory distress as their airways are inflamed by those exposures. Perhaps they are not compelled because they feel they are at the mercy of the weather and the environment, and there's not much they can do to avoid an asthma attack.
So, Eric, what are some of the key preventative steps that can help reduce asthma attacks?
Well, trigger management includes evaluation, education, awareness, avoidance, and reduction. And it offers an opportunity to dramatically improve asthma management and control, reduce the individual's asthma burden, and enhance the overall quality of life for those with asthma and their caregivers.
What drives awareness of one's allergens?
When it comes to awareness, patients can't track allergens if they're unaware what allergens trigger airway inflammation for them. You can't reduce or avoid your allergen exposures if you don't know what they are. So the first step is allergen evaluation, allergy testing. Once you know you're offending allergens, you can do a more effective job of informing yourself of days when the risk of exposure to your allergens is high. Using tools like Daily Breath can help you know when, where, and in what situations you experience asthma symptoms, so you can be weather-informed, location-aware, and health-prepared.
Now, Daily Breath is focused on outdoor conditions, Eric, but what about dealing with indoor allergens or irritants that might trigger an attack?
Well, another form of evaluation is an in-home environmental assessment. This assessment of the exposures in the home that may be causing asthma attacks as well as education on steps to take for exposure reduction, is critical in reducing asthma attacks that may be a result of indoor exposures. Examples of remediation include cleaning mold and using air purifiers, as well as removing possible chemical irritants that are triggers. How can you track your triggers year-round? Use Daily Breath, an app that helps you to avoid your triggers. It's a personal allergy and asthma learning and warning service based on a patient's experience of triggers in their daily life. You may download Daily Breath by texting DBNOW, D-B-N-O-W, to 41411 from your iPhone.
What's the greatest obstacle to pursuing upstream actions that will prevent asthma attacks?
Well, first of all, Andy, this is my opinion and doesn't constitute medical guidance in any fashion. Unfortunately, the greatest obstacle is that we have accepted the use of a relief inhaler as a common course of treatment. Use of the relief inhaler is the last line of defense, not the first. If asthma patients focused on avoiding their triggers, they will not inflame their airways and increase their risk of experiencing respiratory difficulties or distress. They should always have their relief inhaler with them, but hopefully they should not require its use. Its use should be rare, not regular. They should be able to prevent a majority of their asthma attacks through trigger management and control and through adherence to their biologic or control or medication regimen. The patient's focus and the focus of their care should be those upstream steps that ensure less respiratory difficulty and a better quality of life.
Thanks, Eric. Join us in June when we focus on why the summer months represent the peak of intensity for grass allergens on the next episode of the Trigger Awareness podcast series.
Thank you for listening to this month's episode of the Trigger Awareness podcast series, presented by Daily Breath in partnership with the Allergy and Asthma Network. For more information on trigger awareness, avoidance, and reduction, to listen to our episodes and provide your feedback, please visit dailybreathforecast.com. Join us next month as we strive to ensure that even one life breathes easier.